Hi, Kathy Perry here, and welcome to the last exercise of the Dust Off Your Intuition course. And today we're going to talk a little bit about your environment. So the first part of this exercise is we're just going to get, sense and feel a room and see whether you can sort of pick up anything about that room, and it'll give you some thoughts and get you working on some ideas for how you perceive your environment and how your environment impacts you. So if you're on a mobile, I mean, you can pretty much pick any room that you're in, but I suppose if you're on a desktop, you know you're going to pick the room that you're in because that's just easiest. So find your room, and now just sort of stand still in the room and just sort of take it all in. You know, take a look around and also open your other senses. What kind of smells are there? What kind of sounds are there? Like clocks ticking? Is there radios playing? Technology buzzing? Is it smell musty? Does it smell fresh? And how about the visual? Is it a well-lit room, or is it dark and dingy? And how about, the walls? Do you like the walls? Are they pleasing to you? Is there artwork or supportive objects in the room that you relate to or that someone else relates to? And the color scheme, do the colors appeal to you? Or are they just default colors, or is it someone else's room and it's someone else's color choices? So what we've just done is looked around a room, and you must have a very good sense now of whether that room is supportive to you, whether you actually like that room or enjoy that room, or it's just sort of sustaining you. And the rest of the question is, is this room a shared room? And so do you have any control over it? So if you wanted to change that room, could you change that room? Or would someone change it back on you? Or would you have to have a discussion over whether you change that room back? In our lives, when we're in other people's rooms or shared rooms, I mean, we make certain accommodations, and that's fine. That's all great. I mean, that's part of being human. But it is also important to have rooms that support us, and they are unique to us, and they, they're, one of the words for it is a sacred space. And a sacred space doesn't have to be a specific configuration. What it is what supports you, what makes you feel good, so that when you go into that room, you go, oh, I'm home, and I feel great, and I can recharge. Some ways when people don't have access to their own personal space in their house, you can go for walks and find a place in nature that is, we could call that a sacred space to you, where you can be alone and access your own thoughts and not be influenced by other people so much. And we all need that space, however that we can create it, that is unique to us, that is supporting to us, and really makes us feel like we can relax and feel like we're at home. And if you would just practice this for at least a few hours a day, taking the time for yourself and finding some sacred space, or like I said, either going for a walk, having a bath actually works as well. Your life will improve markedly, because you will find your own inspirations, and you will have the time and the energy to tap into what it is your desires are, as opposed to all the noise and feedback we hear all day from other people's wants and needs and desires. And not that those other people's wants and needs and desires aren't important, but yours are equally as important. And actually, because it's you, they are more important, and they are the most important thing. And they must be met first and foremost. So anyway, that is the whole point of this exercise, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you kind of did get some ideas and some impressions of the room that you were in, and I hope you are able to maybe take a little more time for yourself and create some sacred space for yourself every once in a while. All right, so this is Kathy signing out from Dust Off Your Intuition. It's been a pleasure, and I will talk to you soon. Okay, bye.